Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. On Sundays at noon, it's Behind the Mitten here on WPHM with Amy Sherman and John Gonzalez, both on the line with us right now. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, morning. Michigan.
Happy spooky season.
Yeah, one more weekend with all the fun of Halloween. It's also Gonzo's birthday on Halloween, so he's always ready to celebrate, right, Gonz?
I sure am. It comes by every year, and you know what? It's so much fun, though. I mean, people decorate and dress up for me every year.
Isn't that amazing? And give you heaps of candy, too.
Right? What could be better?
There you go. What do you got coming up on the show this week?
Well, we do have one more Halloween story for everyone. It is Halloween weekend. You know, it's on Tuesday, but you can still experience what we think is the scariest haunted house in Michigan, quite possibly in the country. It is called Erebus, and it is in Pontiac, and we have the owner on with us this weekend, and this guy is amazing. It's a great interview, and what he does there is incredible.
It's pretty intense, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's an intense experience. Amy can tell you how she almost didn't make it out of the out of this ball pit where they just covered us all in these, like it's like being in a play area, right? And, well, Amy, you tell it, because you felt for your life there.
Paul, I'm just going to say, if you're claustrophobic, you do not want to get stuck in the Erebus ball pit.
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
You will feel like you are dying, yeah. But what I love about Erebus is the whole team there, they work all year round. This isn't just like a September-October thing for them. They work all year round to create new and exciting exhibits and displays and themes for their haunted house. So it's always different every year, and we are talking like movie set level of production. It's unbelievable, that from the makeup to the costumes to the storylines, Erebus does it all, and it is incredibly scary.
And it is nationally known, isn't it? I mean, if you talk to people that are really into haunted houses, they know about Erebus.
Oh, yeah, people coming from all over the world to see what they do. In fact, if you go now, check out their website, they also offer like a behind-the-scenes experience where you can see how they create some of these special effects and, you know, the monsters and everything that they do. But, like Amy said, they work on this year-round. They're serious. They're already talking about what they're going to do next year as of today.
Wow, that's amazing. What else on the show this week?
We also are going to head to Lansing, and we're going to learn about a couple of different things they have going on there, including a really, really fun way to kick off the holiday. They have their Silver Bells in the City celebration that's coming up on Friday, November 17th. It's one of the biggest holiday parties in the entire state, and it kind of kicks off the holiday season for the state of Michigan. It's happening in downtown Lansing. They have everything from a crazy electric light parade to incredible fireworks, and over 40,000 people typically attend this event. I know Gonzo's gone before, and he says it's amazing.
Oh, it sounds amazing. That's where they light the state Christmas tree, right?
That's right. They'll also light. That's the big highlight. The fireworks won't start until after that. But there's live music. There's a market. Like Amy said, this parade is just, it's a long parade. Each float is like lit up, you know, and people are just having a great time. It's so much fun. And I think, what did they say? How tall is that Christmas tree this year, Amy? Was it 80 foot, 40 foot?
I think it was an 80-foot Christmas tree, yeah. And I'm trying to remember. They tell us, too, where it's coming from this year, and I don't remember right now.
I think it's from Onaway.
There you go, because it's on the way.
We've talked here on the show before about the selection of the Christmas tree and how it's transported. There's a lot of ceremony that goes around it. It's a big deal.
It really is a big deal, and it's when it gets all lit up, and then, I mean, with the fireworks going on behind it, the Silver Bells in the City, it's, I mean, really, Lansing is centrally located. It's worth it to make the trip that night, Friday, November 17th, and I think both John and I would recommend, Paul, we know that you like to eat with us, maybe a stop at the Kewpie Burger in Lansing.
Ooh,
before you go
there
to
you
celebration
go.
To get an original olive burger.
Perfect. Yeah, you've got the night planned. Sounds like a good time. Hear all about it this Sunday at noon here on WPHM with Behind the Mitten. And as always, if people can't tune in at 12 o'clock on Sunday or they just want to further connect with Amy and Gonzo, how do they do that?
Nowhere to go, Paul. AmyandGonzo.com.
All right, guys, have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.
Take care, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. All right, 1380 WPHM. There you have it. John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. AmyandGonzo.com is their website where you can connect with them. And, of course, you can listen to Behind the Mitten every Sunday at noon here on 1380 WPHM.